let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Shnei Achen, Nesuin Shtei Achoyis, two brothers, Reuven v'Shimon were married to two sisters, Rachel v'Leah respectively. V'meis Achen Mehen, and one of the brothers, Reuven, died. Rachel falls for Yibin to Shimon, but is Pater because of Achoyis Ishtoi, she's his wife, Leah's sister. V'achekach Meisei Ishtoi Shalsheni, and then Shimon's wife, Leah, died. Now, Rachel is no longer Shimon's Achoyis Ishtoi. Nevertheless, Harezu Asura Lav Olamas. Although generally Achoyis Ishtoi becomes Mutter after Mises Ishtoi, Rachel remains Asur to Shimon forever. Shimon can never marry Rachel. Hoyel Benesu Lav Sha'achas. Since Rachel was Asur to Shimon at the time of Nefila, when she fell for Yibim, she became an Ashes Ach, Shaloi B'Moka Mitzvah, which remains forever. This has already been mentioned several times in this Masechta. Zog the Gemara. Tarabanan bo aleha chayvala mishum eshes ach o mishum achayisisha divrib yasi. If Shimon did marry Rachel, he's liable for both eshes ach and achayisisha. Shimon oimer, ein chayv ele mishum eshes ach bovad. He's liable for eshes ach only. Vahatanyir Shimon oimer, ein chayv ele mishum achayisisha bovad. Another brisa teaches that Rav Shimon holds that he's liable for achayisisha only. The Gemara reconciles the two brises. Loi kasha. The second brice is speaking of a case of Nasa Chai Va'achach Nasa Meis. When Shimon, the Chai, first married Leah, Rachel became Asur to Shimon as a Chais Ishtai. When Reuben the Meis then married Rachel, Rachel became Shimon's Eishas Ach. However, since Ein Isur Chal Al Isur, the Isur Eishas Ach cannot take effect on top of Isur Achais Isha. The first brice, however, speaking of a case of Nasa Meis of Achkach Nasa Chai. Reuben the Meis had first married Rachel, and she became Asur to Shimon as Eishes Ach. When Shimon the Chai then married Leah, Rachel became Achoyis Ishtoi. However, since Ein Isur Chal Al Isur, the Isur Achoyis Isha cannot take effect on top of Isur Eishes Ach. Upon which the Gemara asks, if so that there is no Isur Achoyis Isha, Tisyabim Yevumi, let Shimon be Miyabim Rachel, since in every Yibim the Isur Eishes Ach is overridden. Am Ravashi Isra Chis Isha Mitled Tole V'Koy. Ipaka Isra Eishas Ach, Asi Isra Chis Isha V'Chayl, V'Hilkach Leipaka. Ravashi answers that the Isra Chis Isha is pending. And if we say that the Isra Eishas Ach is removed to allow Yibim, the Isra Chis Isha will be Chal, making her Asr. Therefore, the Isra Eishas Ach cannot be removed. The Gemara returns to analyze the opinion of Rabbi Yosi, who in the first Braisa ruled, Chayav aleha mishum eishes ach u'mishum achayis isha. Apparently, Rabbi Yosi holds Isur chal al Isur, one Isur can take effect on top of another Isur. However, this seems to be contradicted from the following brisa. V'tanya, aver averi sheyesh ba shtei misois, nidin b'chamur. If one did an aver which involves two Isurim, for which there are two types of misis bezdin, the Tanakhama rules that he's given the more severe type of misa. Rabbi Yosi aimer, nidin b'zika harishayin habolav. Rabbi Yosi says, he's given the misa of the Isur which came first. The Braisa gives an example of one who did an aver with Chamoitza, his mother-in-law, which carries the more severe misa, that of Sreifa, who is also an Eishes Ish, a married woman, which carries the less severe misa, that of Chenek. Now, it depends which came first. Chamoitza menasis Eishes Ish, nidin mechamoitza. If she became Chamoitza first, she was a widow at the time she became his mother-in-law, and then became an Eishes Ish by marrying a second husband, he's judged for Chamoitza. Eishes Ish, v'nasas chamoisai, nidin me'eishes ish. If she was an Eishes Ish, married at the time she became chamoisai, he's judged for Eishes Ish. Apparently, Rabbi Yosi holds Einis achal al Isur, one Isur cannot take effect on top of another Isur. Amar bevo, ma'id Rabbi Yosi b'Isur ma'isif. Rabbi Yosi indeed holds Ein Isur achal al Isur. However, where the second Isur adds the Isur upon more people, we do say Isur achal al Isur. Rashi points out that Eishes Ish v'nasas chamoisai is not an Isur ma'isif, and therefore nidin be'eishes ish, the first Isur. Chamoisai v'nasas Eishes Ish is an Isur ma'isif, since as chamoisai she was forbidden only to him, and as Eishes Ish she became forbidden to everybody, and there's therefore chal. Nevertheless, he's nidin b'chamoisai not because it's first, but because it's more chamer. However, b'shoigig he would indeed have to bring shtei chatois. However, regarding the first brisa where Rabbi Yosi ruled Chayav aleha mishum eishes ach u'mishum achayis isha, The Gemara asks, Tenach hechad nasa chai ve'achach nasa meis. When Shimon first married Leah, Rachel became asur only to Shimon as achais ishtai. She's his wife's sister, but she's not asur to his brothers. However, when Reuben then married Rachel, and Rachel became Shimon's eshes ach, Rachel became asur to Shimon and to all other brothers of Reuben. Therefore, migoy di toisef isur lagabe achim, I toisef isur lagabe di day. That is isur meisef. The isur is upon more people. However, in the case where Reuben first married Rachel, and she became asur to Shimon and all brothers as eshes ach, when Shimon then married Leah, and Rachel became achais ishtai, which applies only to Shimon, my isur meisif ikka, that's not isur meisif. The second isur is not upon more people. You might say that there were people added to the isur, because as eshes ach, only Rachel was asur to Shimon and his brothers, but other sisters were not asur. However, when Shimon married Leah, Rachel and all other sisters became asur as a chaisisha. However, the Gemara says, "Hi isur kailu." This is called isur kail, where objects of isur were added, as in the case of isur chaisisha on top of isur eshesach, where the same person Shimon is asur in more women, and the general rule remains in isur chal isur. Only in the case of Isser Meisef, where subjects of the Isser were added, as in the case of Isser Eshes Ach on top of Isser Achais Isha, where more brothers become Usser in the same woman, do we say Isser Chal Isser? If so, in the case of Nosam Meis V'Achkech Nosachai, where we have the Isser Achais Isha on top of Isser Eshes Ach, which is merely Isser Kailal, why does Reb Yesi rule Chai V'Le Meshem Eshes Ach U'Meshem Achais Isha? Elom HaRava V'Chein Ki Asar Rava Nam Reb Yechanan Male ani alav kilu asishtaim. Ve'enachai v'alachas. My nafkimina. Lekavri ben rishoim gemurim. Indeed, the second isser is not chal, because ein is a chal alisser. However, that only means that he's not liable for the second isser, but it's still a transgression of two averis. Therefore, in this case, the word chayiv means that if done b'mezid, he would be considered a greater rasha to be buried among others like him. The sugya of ein is a chal alisser continues here, and is also discussed extensively many times in Shas. However, before we continue, let's review the various opinions in the staff. As explained, Reb Yesi generally holds Ein Isser Chal Alisser, with the exception of Isser Meisef, where we say Isser Chal Alisser. Reb Shimon in the Brisa of Achais Isha Ve'eshes Ach holds Ein Isser Chal Alisser, even in Isser Meisef. The Tanakama of the Brisa of Chamoise holds Isser Chal Alisser, even where it is not Isser Meisef. The Gemara continues. Ubiplukta, there's actually a machlokes amiroim beisur kail ba'libud Reb Yosi, in the opinion of Reb Yosi regarding isur kail. Reb Chiya Savar, Reb Yosi beisur kail mechayev tarti. He holds isur chal al isur. Bar Kapara Savar loy mechayev al chada. He holds in isur chal isur. The Gemara cites three cases in which we find this machlokes. One, zar sheshimish b'Shabbos, a non kain did the avoda on Shabbos. During the week, he only had one Isser. Isser Zaris, he may not do the Avoida. Asilo Shabbos, now in Shabbos, he has his second Isser, Isser Malacha. He may not do Malacha on Shabbos. Migadukam Mitzer B'Malacha, Mitzer Nami B'Avoida. This is an Isser Kail, because this person became Usser in additional things. It is not Isser Meisif, because additional people did not become Usser B'Avoida. Therefore, Reb Chiya Oimer Chayev Shtayim, Bakapar Oimer In Chayev Al Achas. 2. Balmum sheshimish betuma. Mikara shari bachila v'asr ba'avoida. As a balmum, he's asr to do the avoida, but he's mutter to eat from the karbonis. Itami lei, now that he became tame, he's asr to eat as well. Migadu kom mitzr bachila mitzr nami ba'avoida. This too is an isr kail, because this person became asr in additional things. Therefore, Reb Chiya Oimer Chayev Shtayim, Bakapor Oimer In Chayev Al Achas. 3. Zar sheochel malika. A non-kain ate from a carbon ha'if. He did two isurim. A zar may not eat from karbanis. For a zar, this bird is nevela. However, the Gemara asks, this case, bevas achas yid mishkachas la. Be'isur kaila le mishkachas la. These two isurim did not come one after another, but simultaneously, when malika was performed. The Gemara answers, ele kemiflagi be'isur bevas achas v'alibud Reb Chiya Savar, Reb Yosi, Be'isra Vas Achas Machayev Tarti, Ubar kaparasavar, lemachai v'alachada. This is explained in the next daf.